Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage. Designed by women. Mother threw up her hands in her kitchen. "This place must have been designed by a man," she'd say. Eventually, our old farmhouse got new cupboards of her design. Not only were kitchens ill-designed for women, prairie villages were ill-designed for farm women. The settlement plan, a farm on every quarter, ensured the prairies were covered in short order by independent farmers. In British Ontario, the source of most early settlers, and before that, in the old country, women and children had easy access to each other. Please consider Clarice Hamilton, back in 1904. She was newly married on a farm with two small children. Saturdays, she and her husband Thomas would go to Melita by horse and wagon. It was their weekly shopping trip. Other than neighborhood picnics and church, she had little time or opportunity for visiting. Rural telephones had not arrived. She was dependent on Thomas for most everything. Some women had relatives in town. Many did not. The Hamiltons would park their wagon at the livery stable. Clarice took the children to get groceries. Thomas went to the blacksmith and hardware. For men only, the hotel bar was a potential distraction. Clarice would be done early and then wonder how to fill time, where to attend to the children, where to meet an understanding soul for tea. Of course, the baby would cry, but breastfeeding within sight of a man? Never. Clearly designed by men. Fortunately, the Women's Institute arrived to improve life for rural women. WI started in English Ontario and came to Manitoba in 1910. A priority was establishing restrooms for women and children. "For family and country," their mission proclaimed. They partnered with local societies spreading to Pearson, Boisvane, Deloraine, Waskata, Nampinka, and Melita. The movement attracted community activists and caregivers like Clarice Hamilton. Through fundraising, they managed to convince municipal councils and businessmen to contribute for rent or purchasing of space. The rooms were brightly, ingeniously furnished with cast-off tables, rockers, and sofas. Alberta Palmer of Waskata said they used sugar bags, dyed dark brown, embroidered with yellow flowers, to cover chairs. Paid matrons like Mrs. Chapin in Deloraine or Eleanor Coughlin in Boisvane offered kindness and well-supplied change tables, tea, and snacks. It became known as the most humane institution of any village. Restrooms had opposition. Churches were concerned women would support these new societies rather than church budgets. They also questioned restroom rules against evangelizing. Women couldn't open bank accounts in those days and so were vulnerable, like in one community where a men's organization that held restroom funds in trust broke that trust, scuttling the project. Restrooms declined once telephones, electrification, and cars became the norm. But one side shoot of restrooms continues. Public libraries. The Women's Institute wanted to offer self-improvement reading for restrooms. They partnered with Ag Extension offices to devise book-sharing networks, which eventually grew to what we have today, clearly designed by women. Designed by Women was adapted from a story by Manitoba Historical Society. Please contact Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association. Website is vantagepoints.ca. There you'll learn where to buy all 5 volumes of our stories. You can find past radio stories at discoverwestman.com/community. See you later.